Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of several female artists who forged a performance role for themselves in the years following the Second World War. It's Cats Who Swing and Sing, women singer-pianists of the 1940s and 50s, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Doing what it's doing to me. The Dixieland comes oozing all of it. The Dixieland is so proud of it. They call it jazz. What it has, that's the plan for me. Now it takes you down to New Orleans on Basin Street with all the queens. You don't have to have the means. A little bit of rhythm and you're going right with it. Shut my big brown rolling eyes if you don't rock it to the sky. Hey boy, see boy, that's the plan for me. Now you're gonna get mellow when that fella blows his horn. Down where the blues was born, you'll be gone. The trumpet's on trap and go do me something. Beat it out, brother, there's no other remedy. There's a plenty for me. Once you start, you're gonna stay in it. Every night you're out to paint it. Swing your feet, what I mean. Brother, you're as gone as any human can be. When you're in the moon, that ain't the stopping it. You live it, breathe it, blow your top in it. That is just what it has. That's plenty for me. It's doing to me. The Dixieland comes oozing out of it. The Dixieland will show up all of it. They call it jazz. What it has, that's the plan for me. It takes you down to New Orleans, down Basin Street to all the queens. You don't have to have the means. A little bit of rhythm and you're going right with them. Check my big brown rolling eyes if you don't rock it to the skies. Hey boy, say boy, that's the plan for me. You're gonna get mellow when that fella blows his horn. Down where the blues was born, you'll be gone. The trumpet's on trap and go do me something. Beat it out, brother, there's no other remedy. And that's a plenty, plenty for me. Once you start, you're gonna stay in it. Every night you out there in it. Sing your queen, what I mean. Be as gone as any human can be. When you're in the mood, that ain't no stopping it. You live it, you breathe it, you blow, you're topping it. That is jazz, what is this? That's a plenty, 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 plenty for me.
Were mighty glad to have me round you. That's when I found you. Time was when you used to baby me all day. And then you went away, I knew you wouldn't stay. Time was when you were mighty careless with my money. You were funny. You said the best was none too good. Then you went away, I always knew you would. Time was when you said lots of pretty things to please me. You never teased me. You called me baby doll and lots of dirty names too. Now you say that we're through. Then after doing all those dirty things like that, you packed up all your clothes and left your baby flat. But I can remember when there was a time. Lots of dirty names too. Now you say that we're through. After doing all those dirty things like that, you packed up all your clothes and left your baby flat. But I can remember when there was a time.
Pianist and singer Hada Brooks performing Time Was When, recorded in 1952 from the CD Jump Back Honey. And we started off with pianist and singer Nellie Letcher doing That's a Plenty in 1950 from the Bear Family collection Nellie Letcher and Her Rhythm. We're playing the music of women singer-pianists from the 1940s and early 1950s on this edition of Nightlights. There were a number of such performers in that era, playing in nightclubs and on the radio and releasing popular records, and we're going to focus on just a few of them. The 1940s were in some ways a difficult time for women instrumentalists in jazz, especially because the all-girl groups of the war years had disbanded. It's never been an easy road for women in jazz. They were primarily accepted as singers for a long time, or, as in Mary Lou Williams and Lil Armstrong's and other cases, as pianists. Women began to find that if they could combine both roles, singing and playing piano, their employment opportunities generally increased. Nellie Letcher, a star pianist and singer of the late 1940s who mixed boogie and swing riffs on the keyboards with sly and humorously suggestive lyrics, once remarked that it was 1930s performer Cleo Brown who'd sort of started a trend for girl piano players and vocalists with her recording of the song It's a Heavenly Thing. Brown, the daughter of a Baptist minister who grew up in Chicago, was influenced by the boogie-woogie style of pianist Clarence Pinetop Smith and began performing with touring bands in the 1920s. Discovery by an impresario led to her own radio show and gigs in New York and Los Angeles, as well as her hometown. Her piano style was impressive. One critic has said she attacks the phrasing and her left-hand work is extraordinary, constantly shifting and moving using broken octaves and broken tenths, brief fleet runs of single notes, short passages of near stride, and occasional passages of crossed hand playing. We'll hear the recording that Nellie Letcher credited with helping to spark the trend for women who both sang and played on record, Cleo Brown and You're a Heavenly Thing on Nightlights.
I'd like to thank your daddy and your mother for bringing up a child like you. Although I know there'll never be another to make a dream come true, here's what they had to do. They took the moonlight out of the skies and put the moon right into your eyes. Like a June night, you're a heavenly thing. They took the fragrance out of the dew and sprinkled roses all over you. Like an angel, you're a heavenly thing. They took the clanging vine that should embrace stars that shine, lights your face to combine everything. On your lips they put the breath of spring, and then they finished, called it a day. They took the model and threw it away. Like an angel, you're a heavenly thing. The clanging vine that should embrace stars that shine, light your face to combine everything. On your lips you put the breath of spring, then they vanished, called it a day. Took the model through either way. Like an angel, you're a heavenly thing.
Thank you.
The doors, start the party up once more. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here. Everybody grab a glass, cause the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here. Piano man falls up on his stool, plays that piano like he's nobody's fool. Everybody grab a glass, cause the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here. Stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here. Piano man falls upon his stool, plays that piano like he's nobody's fool. Everybody grab that glass, cause good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here.
Pianist and singer Cleo Brown performing The Stuff Is Here and It's Mellow from the Hep CD. Here Comes Cleo. From that same CD, we heard the instrumental Pelican Stomp and You're a Heavenly Thing. All of those songs recorded in 1935. Cleo Brown's career would be interrupted by illness in the 1940s, and after 1950, she dropped from the musical scene's sight. Pianist Marion McPartland located her many years later, actively involved in her Denver church's musical performances, and managed to cajole her into appearing on the show Piano Jazz and recording a new album, though Brown was not interested in revisiting the music of her past. Pianist and singer Julia Lee traveled a decades-long road to her stardom in the 1940s. She was born in Kansas City and spent most of her life there, attracting a strong following throughout the 1920s and 30s, frequently performing with her brother George. It was Kansas City native and Capitol Records employee Dave Dexter who brought Lee to the attention of the label in the 1940s, recording her and elevating her talents to a national profile. In his notes to a 1995 anthology of her work, Bill Miller wrote, "Lee's contralto voice, rooted in the conventions of the so-called classic blues singers, possessed a rich intimacy and a warm, knowing feel. During an era in which popular music rarely strayed from the maudlin, her determinedly ribald style was conspicuous. Her piano playing, full of melodic bounce with a strong left-hand boogie, echoed Fats Waller, Pete Johnson, and Count Basie. She followed regular blues sequences, but a sensitivity towards exact form and rhythmic balance attracted a sophisticated audience which often ignored and derided other kinds of black music. Julia Lee and Come On Over to My House on Nightlights."
Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home but me. I've got a lot of kisses I can spare. Come on and get them, 'cause I don't care. I never knew a man could be so sweet. I dream about you when I go to sleep. Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home, nobody home, boy. Nobody home but me.
If it's good, then I crave it. I'm wrong, but if it's good, then I want it. If it's bad, you can give it to people who like to woo the devil. But if it's good, then I want it. Oh, the flatfoot fluke with the Floyd Floyd. Shoot the liquor to me, John Boy. If it's good, then I want it. If it's bad, you can give it to people who like to woo the devil. But if it's good, then I want it.
Pianist and singer Julia Lee performing Lotus Blossom in 1945 from the Bear Family set Kansas City Star. From that same collection, we also heard a rehearsal take of If It's Good and her first big hit, Come On Over to My House, a song that Lee had written in the 1920s, recorded in 1944 there with Jay McShann's Kansas City Stompers. Such success would lead Lee and her label Capitol to wax many similar sides with more overtly sexual innuendo over the next few years, although the formula would eventually wear thin as it would for other performers of suggestive songs. Here are two more Julia Lee chart hits from the era, beginning with Snatch and Grab It on Nightlights.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day. Grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the east, grab it in the west, grab it in the place where you hold it best. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. In the middle and hold it tight. Snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it up high, grab it down low. Grab it real tight, don't let it go. Snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Hot. Grab it in the place where you grab a lot. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the morning, grab it in the night. Hold it, baby, and hold it tight. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
I got a man that's more than 8 foot tall, 4 foot shoulders, and that ain't all. King size papa, he's my king size papa. I take the door off the hinges when my baby comes to call. There's such a lot of him, the way he grew, enough to last till 1992. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's a real super daddy and he knows just what to do. No one can thrill me like my baby can. He's such an extraordinary man. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Never was nothing like him since the day the world began. He's around, there's not a thing I lack. When he loves me, he holds nothing back. King-size papa, he's my king-size papa. Everything that I need, he carries in his king-size pack. They built a boulder dam, the Empire State, and then they made my man, and is he great? King-size papa, he's my king-size papa. He's the one in a million who can really keep me straight. He's got big, strong arms to hold me tight. Then he squeezes me with all his might. King-size papa, He's my king size papa. He's my one big moment, and I'll keep him right inside.
Pianist Julia Lee and her Boyfriends, as her group was called, and that group included saxophonist Benny Carter performing King Size Papa from the Bear Family Collection Kansas City Star. From that same set, we also heard Lee doing Snatch and Grab It. We'll have more music from women singer-pianists in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Cats Who Swing and Sing on Nightlights.
Goodness gracious me, I'm so excited, I'm so delighted. There's a reason for my gaiety, my hotty-hotty-hayety. Goodness gracious me, looky, 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 here comes Cookie, walking down the street. Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he's sweet. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, what a lucky break. Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he takes a cake. When he's near my lips, say, oh, my heart says, oh, tra-la-la. When he kisses, oh, it's TNT for two. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie. Gotta fix my tie.
Women singer-pianists of the 1940s and early 1950s are the theme on this edition of Nightlights. We're focusing on four of them, Cleo Brown, Hatta Brooks, Julia Lee, and Nellie Lutcher. You can hear an entire program devoted to Lutcher, Nellie Lutcher's Real Gone Rhythm, along with many other previous Nightlights shows, in the archive section of our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Nellie Lutcher, who came out of Los Angeles' Central Avenue scene and blazed to fame in the late 1940s with hits such as Hurry On Down and Fine Brown Frame, was sometimes compared to Julia Lee. In fact, some thought Lee was imitating Lutcher when Lutcher was actually 13 years younger and had been performing for a much shorter time. And Lutcher's Hurry On Down was derived somewhat from Lee's Come On Over to My House. Like the other performers we're featuring, Lutcher's style incorporated several different aspects of music that were popular in the 1940s, drawing on jazz, blues, boogie, and R&B. And like Lee in particular, she was noted for songs with suggestive lyrics. She also excelled at slow or mid-tempo blues and played hits of the day that would later become standards as well. We'll hear examples of all of these in this next set, beginning with There's Another Mule in Your Stall, Nellie Lutcher on Nightlights.
Another mule in your nice warm used-to-be store. There's another mule that knows a lot of new tricks and do I get my kicks. I told you once, I told you twice, I wasn't the type to fuss and fight. I knew if I would only wait, some kind of a mule walked right in my gate. He did. Now there's another mule in your nice warm used-to-be store. There is another mule in your nice warm used-to-be store. There is another mule that knows a lot of new tricks and do I get my kicks. He said I was a little too fat, but what more could you expect, you rat? I told you once and I told you twice to put something else in my kitchen other than beans and rice. You didn't. Now there's another mule in your nice warm used-to-be store. That's it. cruise. I had to give you money for food and fuel, but now, old timer, I'm a diner on a swanky ocean liner with one so much finer. Do you hear me? There's another mule that used to be stone. There's a mule, another mule, and you used to be stone. There is another mule that knows a lot of new tricks and do a get my kicks. So there's two and two or four, you'll always be rotten to the core. You've sung your song, you've done your wrong, so in plain English, dear, this is the end. Because there's another mule in your nice wub used to be stone. I got a letter just the other day saying, baby, baby, don't you come back this way, because I found another gal and her name is May. Consider us through as of this day. How I love that man in shy Chicago. Now that man is a traitor, a baiter and a snare. I wouldn't have him back, not even on a dare. He thinks he's hurting me, and frankly he is. Any gal that gets him will end up in tears. I'm talking about that man in shy Chicago. I should have known I was barking up the wrong tree. I'm talking about that man, shy Chicago. He's gone, and I'm so disgusted. That man just can't be trusted. I'm talking about my man, shy Chicago.
Now my mama's done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama's done told me, hon, oh, she said a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the glad eye. But when the sweet talk is done, a man needs a true face. Worry's something that will leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train are calling. Oh, my mama's done told me. Hear that lonesome whistle,
blowing across the Transylvania. My mama's done told me I hurry and hooty, all clicker-tick-lacks are echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will light his light. When you get the blues in the night, oh, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of a song. He knows things are wrong, and he's right. Now from Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. Now you know I've been in some big towns, and boy, I've heard great gobs of big talk. But there is one thing I know. A man needs a true face. Worry something that will leave you to sing the blues in the night. Ba 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 ba. My mama's done told me, my man's done showed me, there'd be blues in the night.
Pianist and singer Nellie Lutcher in 1954 performing the Harold Arlen Johnny Mercer standard Blues in the Night from the Bear Family collection Nellie Lutcher and Her Rhythm. From that same collection, we heard Lutcher's 1948 recordings of Chai 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 Chicago and There's Another Mule in Your Stall. Hoda Brooks, like Nellie Lutcher, was associated with the Los Angeles scene of the 1940s, though she made more inroads into the white Hollywood community. She appeared as a nightclub performer in Humphrey Bogart's 1950 film noir classic In a Lonely Place, and was also in Kirk Douglas and Lana Turner's The Bad and the Beautiful. In addition, later that decade, she became the first African-American woman to host her own TV show. Brooks grew up in a middle-class neighborhood and played piano from early childhood on. Though she'd be billed as Queen of the Boogie, she later said that she much preferred ballads and didn't actually begin to play boogie until 1945. She started singing after being encouraged to do so by big band leader Charlie Barnett. One of Brooks's first major hits was the song That's My Desire. She heard Frankie Lane singing it at a Hollywood club one night and liked it so much that she persuaded her record label, Modern, to record her doing the very same song the next day. Label co-owner Joe Bahari later said of Brooks, in person she made guys feel like they had a bedroom invitation. We'll also hear Brooks showing off her boogie-woogie chops on Swingin' the Boogie. First, here's That's My Desire on Nightlights.
To spend one night with you, it all right. To reminisce with you, that's my desire. To dance where gypsies play and let our hearts go sway down in that dim cafe. That's my desire. To sip a little glass of wine, to gaze into your eyes divine, to feel the thrill of your kiss while pressing your lips real close to mine, to hear you whisper low just when it's time to go. Darling, I love you so. That's my dear. just when it's time to go. Darling, I love you so. That's my
station just to meet a train.
I'm going to get my baby. Now you know I've got dead aim, 'cause I feel so good. Yes, I feel so good. I feel so good, baby. Feel like ball in the jazz. I love my wine, crazy about my other men. When I get happy, floating round, round in the wind, 'cause I feel so good. Yes, Lord, I feel so good. I feel so good, baby. Feel like balling the jazz. So good.
Hada Brooks in 1951 performing I Feel So Good from the CD of That's My Desire, the modern recordings. From that same CD we heard Swingin' the Boogie, recorded in 1945, and That's My Desire, recorded in 1947. Although Julia Lee died in 1958, Cleo Brown, Hada Brooks, and Nellie Letcher would all live long lives, and Brooks in particular would gain a latter-day following, performing in the 1990s at actor Johnny Depp's Viper Room Club in Hollywood. All of these artists elevated the profile of women musicians and helped pave the way for future female instrumentalists in the jazz world. By combining their piano playing with vocals, they were able to enjoy the spotlight of a singer and to put their keyboard talents on display as well. We'll close with Hada Brooks doing Anytime, Anyplace, Anywhere on Nightlights.
Your baby's left you, don't feel so blue. Don't cry no river, she wasn't true. Anytime, any place, anywhere, she took your kisses, said she'd be true, but now she's kissing somebody new. Anytime, any place, anywhere. You know I told you that she would leave. You know I told you she never would care. But when even you thought he was playing it fair, dry those teardrops, don't look so sad. Some brand new baby will make you glad. Anytime,
We closed with pianist and singer Hatta Brooks performing Anytime, Anyplace, Anywhere from the CD That's My Desire. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.